touch. Need a breeze from heaven to blow through again. And I appreciate it, Lord, doing so. But I appreciate this church. I really do. And I appreciate you praying for us and supporting us financially and spiritually as far as your prayers as we preach in the prisons here around. And God's still saving. He's still in the saving business. Amen. He's still doing the same thing. A lot of folks say, well, are they getting saved really, Brother Doug? Or are they getting just remorse? Well, that's not my job to figure all that out. Amen, right there. It's God's job. Let Him do it. I just preach and get out of the way. Amen. I don't want to go to heaven and say, well, Preacher Doug said I was saved. No, and they don't go to the devil's hell if I was to save them. Amen. That's our job, is to spread the good news. I appreciate a good place to stay out there. It's wonderful. Second to none. My wife brought her with me, and I want her to come all the way up here just to see the prophet's chamber out there. Praise God, it's nice. And my kids will be coming tomorrow. We're going to spend about 3 or 4 months with you. I hope that's all right. And I'm looking forward to that. But no, my kids couldn't come. Two teenage boys and my little 8-year-old girl, she couldn't make it with us. They have things going on. So I want to bring my wife. It's good to get off my wife once in a while. I appreciate her. I love her. Good, godly woman. I appreciate that. Amen, men? Amen. Four of you like you enjoy. Thank God. Amen. I'm trying to take your temperature real quick before I begin to preach. See a few smiles. But I love you, Pastor. I really do. I'm so inadequate to be behind this pulpit, and I love your pastor. I know him better than he knows me. I've heard him preach many times on the internet and his website and different places. And I sure appreciate the man of God you've got. Amen. And beautiful wing here. I was here last time, I believe I was here. You had the plastic up, fixed to open it up. And it's wonderful what the Lord has done. Isn't that wonderful? Thank God. We still got church on the sign outside. I seen that first thing I checked. We still got church outside on the sign. Amen. Not no worship center, but it's the church house. Amen. And I appreciate the Lord. And thank you for all you've done again. And I'm going to try to be a help to you tonight. I got a little thought here I wanted to be a help to. I really do. I want to give you this. If you would, take your Bibles and turn to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter number 10. I'm going to try to give to you what the Lord has laid on my heart. And I'll read a few verses while you're standing. Then I'll have you sitting down because I'll read quite a few more. Acts chapter number 10. If you got your Bible, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Acts chapter number 10. Verse number 1, the Bible says it like this. Now there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion man called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. What a great testimony to have. Amen. Verse number 3, he saw in a vision, evidently about the 9th hour of the day, an angel of God coming unto him, and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he had looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodged with one, Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Verse 7. And when the angel which spoke unto him, unto Cornelius, was departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. Verse 8. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. Verse number 9, we'll begin, stop a reading there. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh to the city, watch it now, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the 6th hour. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your mercy and grace and all you've done for us. You've been good to us. Lord, I need a touch right now. Preach through me, preach around me, preach above me. Use me, Lord. I'm a dirty vessel, leaky vessel, Lord. I want you to use me. Help me say everything I should say, nothing I shouldn't say. Help me be a help. All I want to do tonight is just be a help tonight. Lord, help me preach in the right manner and the right time. Lord, we love you. Thank you for your grace. In your name, amen. You may be seated. I'm going to continue reading right here in verse number 10. Watch it with me. We'll read down to verse number 19. I'll let you sit down. Verse number 10, and he became very hungry, and would have eaten by the but while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manners of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and the fowls of the air. Verse 13, and there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. That's a good verse for all you vegetarians. Say amen right there. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again, The second time, what God hath cleansed, that call, not thou coming. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what the vision which had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, verse 18, and called and asked whether Simon, which surname is Peter, were lodged there. Verse 19, finally tonight. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. I kind of think about a thought here just today. Yesterday I started thinking on this thought here, preacher. A few little simple thoughts tonight. What is nothing compared to what you're used to here, but I'm going to give you what the Lord laid on my heart, okay? Help me preach, and I'll preach fast. You listen fast. Amen. Amen. We thought about this here, and you know this is a little rundown of what's going on here in the Scripture. We see that this chapter here, Cornelius has sent two of his trusted servants and a soldier to go to Peter to find Peter in Joppa. And if you study this out, Joppa is some 30 miles away from where they're at. Amen. You with me? Say amen. So this is where they are. Meanwhile this was going on, God was preparing Peter to receive them as they come their way. Amen. And then at that time, he went to the housetop to pray. And there he fell into a trance. Amen. You with me? He didn't eat too much peace. He didn't have a big dream of seeing a 30-foot God. Say amen right there. He fell into a trance. And I want to preach on this thought for just a minute here. I got thinking about the sis just sung about it. Help me. I was between two messages sitting there, preacher. And the sis began to sing about prayer. And I got to think about here how Peter went to the housetop to pray. I thank God for prayer. Say amen right there. There's nothing like praying to a thrice holy God. I appreciate prayer. What an honor, what a privilege we get to have as a saved man and woman to pray to a thrice holy God. Amen. Many folks in our churches, they'll pray when they got a toe ache. When they got a backache, man, they'll hit the altar. When they got something going on in their life, they're hitting the altar, man, they're praying to God. I'm talking about just praying and longing to talk to God, just to speak to a thrice holy God. What a privilege it is to talk to God. I wonder today how many of us sitting here in our pew tonight that has got along with God this morning and just prayed. I know we're going to church. Some prayer that some folks get preachers only three nights a week. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday. That's the only time we pray sometimes. I want to help us tonight. I love you, church. I want to help you tonight. I ain't got no glory patch message. I wish I did. But I'm going to try to help us tonight. But I just thank God for those times of just trying to get all along with God and just pray to God Almighty. What a privilege it is. Peter went to the housetop to pray. What a privilege it is. Peter went upstairs to pray. Watch this now. Stay with me. We're getting somewhere tonight. You stay with me. We'll get to where we're going. Peter went upstairs to pray. Watch it now. He left all the things that were downstairs and went upstairs to pray. Now watch it now. I want you to stay with me tonight. I started thinking about this thing. There are many saved folks. Now you look at the Scriptures here. I'm not going to get into all this. But you look at the Scriptures here. Peter's the only one that went upstairs to pray. All the other ones stayed downstairs with what's going on downstairs, but he's the only one that went upstairs and got a hold of God. There's many folks in our church that live downstairs. They live downstairs with the muck and the mire of the world and live in their own world and never have the desires to go upstairs and get a hold of God. Amen, right there. Everybody doing all right? He went upstairs to pray. I'm thinking of this thing, preacher. Here's my message tonight, real simple thought. Wanting upstairs living with a downstairs attitude. Wanting upstairs living with a downstairs attitude. I preach enough revivals in churches, lies up in a lot of doors. I preach enough places that I know this message is going to help us if we let it help us. It has helped me. I won't give you 2 cents for some preacher that a message has not been preached to them before they get behind the pulpit. Say amen right there. Wanting upstairs living with a downstairs attitude. I had a preacher that got a thinking today, what's so good about the upstairs? Now, Peter went upstairs to pray. Is that right? I started thinking about this thing. I got to think about Peter going upstairs to pray. First of all, I'm just an old country dumb boy. I started thinking, well, how did Peter get there? How did Peter get upstairs? Well, it's safe to say, you stay with me now. It's safe to say there was no elevators in that day. Is that right? Peter didn't walk out and say, hey, I'm going to go down the elevator. I'm going to hit floor two. I'm going to the housetop and I'm going to get a hold of God. It didn't happen that way. Is that right? Amen. It's safe to say probably there was no escalators in that day. Is that right? Am I okay right now? And so there's no, he didn't step on an escalator like we do at the mall and fly on up like the Jeffersons, get on up to the top story. And y'all pray for me. I watch TV. I just said Jeffersons. Y'all found out. I watch TV. Pray for me. And I remember, I sort of think, well, there's no escalators, no elevator. Well, how did he get up there?
Well, there might have been a forklift. No, there wasn't no forklift on that day neither, were they? Say amen. Everybody all right? There was no forklift in that day, so they didn't step on a pallet and say, hey, Peter didn't say, hey, y'all bring that forklift around back, get the pallet on, I'm going to get on this thing, we're going to go up to the top of the house, we're going to pray to God. That happened that way. I sort of think, well, how did it happen? How did Peter get upstairs to pray? Stay with me now, this is going to mean something to you. He went upstairs to pray, he took the steps. It was the steps that got him upstairs to pray. If you want to go upstairs and pray, there's going to have to be some steps. If you want to live upstairs, if you want to live upstairs, you want to live upstairs, if you want to live upstairs, you got to take the steps to get there. Stay with me now. We're going to get somewhere. Stay with me. I got thinking about this thing. I started asking Peter some things. I talk to myself a lot, my wife says, so I started talking to Peter. And my Bible said, Peter, what's so good about upstairs? Verse number 9, with the house taught to pray. Why'd you go pray it upstairs? Why'd you? But no doubt, Peter, he could have went behind the barn and got a hold of God. I've done it. He could have went outside behind no oak tree. If there was any in that day, I don't know. If there was any there, he could have got a hold of God out there. I've done that before too. He could have went in the woods and got a hold of God. Watch me now. Stay with me now. We're going somewhere. And he could have, preacher, he probably could have got a hold of God downstairs. He probably could have found a closet or something, preacher, block out all the things, got a hold of God. He probably could have done that. Is that right? But he took the steps to get there. Now watch this. But he went to the house to pray. So I started reading the scriptures here, and God would give me a few thoughts here that would be separate. I hope you can help you tonight. Why did Peter go upstairs to pray? What's so good about upstairs? Has anybody here ever lived in a two-story home or lived there now or live in an apartment or condo, two-story? Anybody at all here? Four of you. So I'm preaching to four of you. Amen. Five maybe. Amen. The rest of you take a nap. Praise God. So we see wanting upstairs, living downstairs attitude. Watch this. First of all, Peter, why did you go upstairs to get prayed for? Watch it now. Because upstairs is cleaner. It's cleaner upstairs. Now watch this. Look at verse number 6. Stay with me. He lodged with one Simon a what? Tanner. Tanner is a filthy job. Is that right? It deals with skinning hides. Man, that's a filthy job. So no doubt, stay with me now, we're getting somewhere. No doubt, it's safe to say that as Simon was working, no doubt he probably got some of the filth and some of the dirt on him from his job and took it in downstairs and walked in the house. Yeah. Everybody okay? Yeah. So I know I used to lay brick for about 18 years. I laid brick. And I mean, those days, man, I'd have sand on me. I'd have mortar on me. I'd have dirt. Things I picked up from the world, I brought in downstairs. I would bring in those. I'd walk in the house. Man, I'd lean against my door. I'd lean against the wall. My wife just about beat me and cussed me out. I'd lean against the wall. Man, I'd get it dirty. I'd get sand off of me. I'd get mortar down there. I got the downstairs filthy from my work that day. So it's safe to say the downstairs was pretty a bit more dirtier. Is that right? We okay. We're going to be okay. We're going to get better here in a minute. Some of you thinking I ain't got an outline. I'm going to give you one. And so it was downstairs with dirt. So Peter went upstairs to pray. So it's safe to say, no doubt, there's probably some working going on downstairs. The downstairs needed cleaning a whole lot more than the upstairs does in my house. I don't know about yours. We stayed more than downstairs, and spiritually, sometimes we do also. And so it's safe to say, first of all, tonight, upstairs is cleaner. Peter went upstairs because it's cleaner. First of all, because it's cleaner because there was some working going on downstairs. Stay with me. Look at verse number 10. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready. So it's safe to say tonight, not only was there some working going on downstairs, there was also some cooking going on downstairs. Is that right? Shake your head like that's right. There's cook. I'm in the Bible. I'm still in the Bible. We're KJV around here. Amen. Hey, I thought y'all was KJV around here. So we see there was some working going on, filth from the working going on, and now we see there was some cooking going on. I know they probably had everything, had salt and flour and sugar and ingredients and all those things out everywhere, out downstairs on the table, the candles, everywhere they had it. So it made a mess. Is that right? Say with me. Upstairs is cleaner. And I got to think, well, when I used to try to cook, I don't know more, but when I tried to cook, man, I'd have everything that was in the cabinets, preacher. I don't care what kind of sauce it was. Praise God, I'm a sauce man. Say amen right there. Every sauce in the refrigerator, every sauce or spice in the cabinet, I had it all on the counter. It was all right there. I put it all there. I made a mess. Say amen right there, honey. I made a mess, man. So the downstairs, so you understand, say amen with that, we're getting somewhere. So the downstairs, it was filthy. Upstairs was cleaner. Peter went upstairs because it was cleaner. So it's safe to say it was cooking going on. There was working going on. Now say amen, we're getting somewhere. A lot of people in our life want upstairs living with a downstairs attitude. What do you mean, preacher? Here's a spiritual application to this. They live out their lives in the downstairs with all the filth of the world, of the wrong crowd, the wrong folks that hang around, all the muck and the mire of this world, get it all on them, stay downstairs and live down there. But you know what they say? They say, oh, I want God's blessing. I want God's touch. Why don't the pastor ask me to do this? Why can't I do this position? Why can't I do this, preacher? Because we're living downstairs, wanting upstairs living. Got a downstairs attitude. Yeah, everybody all right? They say, oh, pastor, why don't the pastor ask me to do anything? Why can't I do this? Because we might be had a downstairs attitude wanting upstairs living. Amen, right there. I didn't feel like preaching before I got up here. I feel pretty good right now. And they wanted downstairs. America's the worst. Wanting upstairs living downstairs attitude. What do you hear about on 9/11? Any kind of terrorist attack, what do you hear? God bless America. God bless America. And the whole time we've kicked prayer out of the schools, abortion's at an all-time high, murder's at an all-time high, we're consuming $60 million of alcohol every 40 minutes. I'm telling you what, we're saying, oh, God bless us. We're wanting upstairs living with a downstairs attitude. We kick God out of the schools. We kick prayer out of school. We kick God out of the White House, put the devil in there, bless God. And we're saying, oh, God bless us. Oh, God bless us. We're wanting upstairs living with a downstairs attitude. Amen. Amen. Oh, this at an all-time high, but we want God to bless us. We want to live like a bunch of devils and dogs. They will say on day one, let's have a national day of prayer. Let's live like a bunch of devils and dogs 364 days. Let's pray today. We're wanting upstairs living with a downstairs attitude. Amen. Man, I hear it all the time. Pray for me. Pray for me, preacher. I want to be more used to God. I don't know why God won't touch my singing. I don't know why God can't get on my preaching. I don't know why my tune ain't going right. Maybe because we're living downstairs, wanting upstairs living. Peter went upstairs because it's cleaner. Amen. Amen. Stay with me. Stay with me now. Upstairs living with a downstairs attitude. Look at Isaiah 4:1. Isaiah chapter 4, if you would. Isaiah 4:1, the Bible says that verse number 1. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. You know what they wanted here? They wanted upstairs living with a downstairs attitude. Amen. Look, the attitude hadn't changed. They said, we will. No, it should be God's will. Amen. They're living downstairs. You live upstairs, and it's no longer going to be your will, but it'll be God's will. Amen. The attitude hadn't changed. Their appetite hadn't changed. They said, we will eat our own bread. Their attitude hadn't changed. Appetite hadn't changed. And their apparel hadn't changed. Everybody okay? They wanted to look the same. They said, we will wear our own apparel. When you get saved, when you want to live close to God, when you live upstairs, your attitude will change. Your appetite will change. No longer you long for the things of the world. You'll long for the things of God. Your apparel will change. You'll look like a Christian. You'll talk like one. You'll act like one when you're living upstairs. Amen. Amen. Your life will change. Your life will change. All this will change. I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. Preacher, you do it. Hear more of mine. God help me. God help us. Help our family. Help little Johnny. Help little Johnny. Lord, help us do this. Lord, help me do this. Pray for me, preacher, do this. And the whole time, you know, in your mind, they're living downstairs. God, hey, you got to move upstairs to get a hold of God. You want God's blessings? It's to moving upstairs and live for God here, live out there, just like you're doing here. Amen. 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 I know this ain't no shout or out, but I think it's going to help us. Hope it's okay, preacher. Look at verse number 10. Watch it now. Look at verse 10. Stay with me. Verse 10. And it became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Says he fell into a trance. Some folks say Peter here just got so hungry. Man, he just got so hungry, he just fell into a trance. You have to remember, now Peter is upstairs praying at this time. Is that right? He's upstairs praying. I like to think, listen to me, I like to think Peter just so longed in that prayer. He just so longed and so desired to hear from God. He just fell to a chair because he hungered and longed for God. If you'll say, man or woman here, God put something deep down inside you, make you want to long and hunger for God, for His touch, and to hear from Him. He hungered. I believe he longed for it. I believe he longed for to hear from God. Amen. He longed for it. If you're not here, if you're saved here, you ought to have every day, you ought to have a prayer time. You can block out the world and just pray and get along and hold of God. Communication. Get a hold of God. If you're not praying every day, look up here. If you're not praying every day, you're missing out. You're missing out. You're missing out. There's more for us. There's more for us. We can talk to a flesh-holy God. We can talk to Him. Running upstairs, living with a downstairs attitude, preacher. Oh, God help us. Mary and Martha, you know the story. Jesus was in the house. Hey, I like when Jesus was in the house. Man, Martha, where was she at? Boy, she was in there cooking them biscuits. Frying that flounder. Say amen right there. Whoa. And she was in there, man, she was making that food. She was coming about making food, preparing a meal. Mary, was Mary at? Mary was at the feet of Jesus. But Martha was in there, she was coming about. Martha said, hey, Jesus, you tell Mary to get here and help me out. Tell her to get here and help me make this meal. I got to make this meal. Help me out. And what did Jesus say? He said, no, she has chosen the good part. You know what Martha wanted? She wanted upstairs living with a downstairs attitude. She should have been in there at the feet of Jesus. You may tell you how you'll stay upstairs. You stay at the feet of Jesus and worship Him day and night, but night and day, every hour of the day, just worship God. He's been good to us, dear neighbor. He's been good to us. Worshiping God. You don't know how to stay upstairs? Worshiping the Lord. Stay at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Wanting upstairs living preacher with a downstairs attitude. We got a lot of preachers, a lot of folks want that. Stay with me. Second of all, first of all, well, it's cleaner upstairs. Second of all, well, the view's better upstairs. Some of you ain't liking this, but I kind of like this bit. I might buy my own CD preach on this one. I like this one. The view's better upstairs. Look at this. Look at verse number 11. Look at verse number 11. And saw heaven opened. Peter didn't see this downstairs. He saw this heaven opened when he was upstairs praying to God. Watch this now. Many people in our churches preach or live downstairs where there's little vision. With a little vision, they live downstairs. Amen. In my home, and I own that two-story home, preacher, we would have, me and my family, we'd be downstairs. We'd be there just fellowshipping and doing whatever we do. And when we would hear something outside, we could go look at the downstairs window. We'd go look out there. And my wife more knows than I was. I'd just say, honey, who is it? What is it? What is it, honey? Who is it? She'd look out there. We could see a part of what we want to see. We could see some downstairs. We could see a decent vision. Right. We had a decent vision. We could see a little thing. But when we heard something like a gunshot rang out or something going on outside, you know what we'd do? We'd run upstairs and we'd look out. I'd go out there and look upstairs. Things I could not see from downstairs. Hey, I can now see upstairs. You'll see God do things in your life. You'll see a better view in your life. It's upstairs living. Peter saw God and heaven open up when he was upstairs. Amen. 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 He saw, isn't it wonderful? What a good thought. I like that thought. I hear it all the time, preacher. When in my life, preacher, when I was living downstairs spiritually, man, I used to lead singing at my church. I was in a quartet. I had a trio of things were going good for. I was making good money, preacher. I was making over six digits, well over six digits every year. God was good to us financially. And God called me to prison work. And, of course, we sold and got rid of all this stuff and shot and got on the field for the Lord. And I remember in those days, preacher, I was living downstairs. I was saved. I'm a pastor's son, been a pastor's son all my life. My dad's a pastor, my brother's a pastor, my father-in-law is our pastor. So I'm surrounded with it. And I've been there all my life. I grew up in nursing homes, on street corners, and all these places like this, just going trying to be a help to folk. And I remember living downstairs. I remember those days, preacher, I lived downstairs, and you know what I said a lot? I said, I don't see. The view's better upstairs. I said, I don't see. I don't see. I don't see nothing wrong with going there. Am I okay? I don't see nothing wrong with wearing that. I don't see nothing wrong with talking to them people. It's just soft rock. It's just crunchy. I don't see nothing wrong with listening to that. I don't see nothing. You're right. You don't see. You got an eye problem. You don't see because you're living downstairs.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Living downstairs. Wanting upstairs. Living with a downstairs attitude. I sort of think, I have several things I could say there, but I found out, preacher, I could see some things coming by living upstairs. And I'm going to show you what I mean in just a minute. But thank God for being, you can see some things coming. Watch this now. A lot of folks say, well, I can live downstairs, I'm still going to heaven. Well, you can, but you won't go to heaven with heaven in your soul. There's so much more. Listen, church, so much more for us living upstairs. The view is cleaner. The view's better. I have a lot of people tell me the same thing. I don't see why you did this. I don't see why I do that. I don't see why I have to do that, preacher. I don't see why you got to keep your kids in church 3 nights a week, revival. I don't see. You're right, you don't see. I got a better view than they do because I'm looking from upstairs. They're looking downstairs. They can't see God doing anything in their life because they're standing downstairs with a downstairs attitude. Amen. Amen. Now watch it now. Stay with me. I see it. I look at verse number 19. Don't you see this here? I was talking about you can see some things coming down the road. Watch this now. Look at 19. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Before they even got there, the Spirit told him something's going to happen on down the road. It's amazing what God will tell the man of God about your life and my life. When he's living upstairs, he'll know some things God has told him. Amen. There's people in this church, no doubt, your pastor already sees your end on down the road. Where you're headed, he already sees it. He already knows it. Amen. But you're living downstairs, you can't see that. Amen. Everybody okay? You can see those things. Now watch this now. Stay with me. Well, Peter went upstairs to pray. I started thinking about this preacher. I have seen some things in my past since I've been saved, and especially since I've been in the ministry. I've seen God do wonderful things in my life, and I can see it. Not at this time, but I can see how God was going to come through on down the road for us. He does it over and over. My favorite Bible verse is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Ain't that wonderful? What a promise. What you need to learn to do is get a promise and just hang on to it and cry it out back to God every once in a while. Say, God, you said seek ye first. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm trusting you, God. I remember, preacher, when we first started the ministry, I tell you, we had just bought a brand new house, brand new car, bought a lot of things there. Kids in private school, a lot of things there. I won't go into details. And I remember God telling me about going to prison ministry. At first, it was hard for me to go because, man, we had 401k, everything was going good for us. I was serving God in our home church. I was trying to do my best. But I was living downstairs. God had more for me upstairs. I had to take the steps to get there. And I remember in those days, there was 1 month, preacher. It was so hard on us. I got me and my wife, my 2 teenage boys, my little 8-year-old girl. It was hard those times. We all still go through hard times. This is one time that really sticks out to me. I had a meeting at Carolina Beach on Sunday night. And at Sunday morning, preacher, I didn't have anywhere to go. I had no meeting, so we were just going to drive down. And it was Sunday night. And this time in our life, we was probably as low as we've ever been as far as financially. That Saturday night, I got a call, and I didn't want to turn nothing down. I said, man, I can go down there tonight and help us in the prison ministry supporters, help us out, honey. I don't want to turn nothing down. So, at that time, preacher, I promise you this. We didn't have nothing, a dime in the bank, a dime in our pockets. Minnie's been there. Don't give me no sad. Don't look at me with sad eyes, because I can't tell you how good God is. And we didn't have nothing, absolutely nothing. I had a half a tank of gas. And we had 2 bottles of water and a long pack of them saltine crackers. That's what we had in our house. Hey. And that Saturday night, I knew that half tank gap was not going to get us to Carolina Beach to our meeting that Sunday night. But I had such a burning of fire. I wanted to preach so bad. I wanted to share my ministry and try to get some help from this church. And we weren't going to be able to make it. My wife said, what are we going to do, honey? Well, let me go outside. I went to my little, we got a little man cave. I said, let me go out here, honey, and pray. I got out there and I got praying. I got to pray about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning that Saturday night, Sunday morning. And I come back in, I was wiping tears. She said, honey, what am I going to do? I said, well, in the morning, let's get up, put our church clothes on, put our Bible in our arm, let's head that way. We had to have God, we had to intervene. I said, I'm going to trust God, put Him at His Word. It's what God said. I'm talking about upstairs, you got a better view. And I remember, preacher, as we get there, I got my family together. And before I pull out of my parking lot, out of our driveway, every service, we did it coming here, I put it in park, we'd stop at my box, and we'd pray, my whole entire family. And I remember, preacher, we sat there, I put it in part. I told my children, I said, I want you to look at this, kid. I said, we have got a half a tank of gas. I want my kids to see how big God is. Amen. I said, look at here, boys. My teenage boy, my little daughter, said, look at here, Haley, Hayden and Dalton, look. Half a tank of gas in this van. We cannot make it to Carolina Beach. There's no way we're going to make it. I said, we've got two bottles of waters and crackers. That's what we're going to eat today for lunch. And my kids are fine. They said, whatever, Daddy. And so we was beginning to pull out. And all the whole time I was saying, God, I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to do right. But I know Matthew 6:3 in my mind the whole time. God's going to do something. God's going to do something. And we got about a quarter tank of gas. And I still have 3 more hours to go. We weren't going to get there. And preacher, I had nowhere to go that Sunday morning. I just said that. I had a phone. My phone rang. 9:45 on a Sunday morning. I picked it up. I said, hello. It was a pastor. He said, Brother Doug, I was thinking about you. Hey. He said, Brother Doug, I was thinking about you. I was thinking about you this morning. I was praying for this morning. He said, where are you going to be at this morning? I said, well, preacher, said, we're just traveling on down to Carolina Beach. We just got a meeting there tonight, so we're just going to kind of probably drop in on somebody on the way there. I don't like drop in. I never do it. I hardly ever like, I don't like to do it. I said, we're going to drop in. We got to go to church Sunday morning, so we're just going to go on down. He said, well, I don't know where you're at, but can you come be with me? Preacher, I was within 10 minutes of his church. Hey, I don't do nothing for you. It does something for me. I was within 10 minutes of his church, and I said, okay, we'll go. And I told my family, my wife, I said, don't you tell that preacher, don't you tell that pastor's wife what we're going through right now. We got a lot of people in our churches who want to tell everybody their issues and their problems. I want to pray for you, but it'd be better off just hand it straight to Jesus. Amen, right there. And I found out, we pulled in there preaching. I said, honey, y'all, listen, let's go in here. Let's just do some preaching. And then we're going to get out and take off down the road. I got in there preaching. I didn't preach. I went up there and sung 2 songs. I think my wife and my daughter sang also. They sang. And we sat down. Let's do the preacher preach. And after church, I tried to get out and said, honey, let's get out of here because they want us to go eat. And we ain't got, you know our predicament. We ain't got going to eat food. We're going to eat some crackers and water. Bless God. That's what we're going to need. I said, if we go, we're going to have to pay for a meal, and I can't do that. So I'm trying to hurry. Please stay with me. And as we did that, preacher said, hey, Doug, where are you going for dinner at, lunch at today? I said, well, preacher, I said, we got to go to Carolina Beach. We got to hit a trail running, so we're going to go wide up and down there. We're just going to eat on the ride. He said, no, we want to take you out to eat tonight, today. I said, whoa. I said, okay. And we pulled up in the Pizza Hut. Say amen right there, praise. Yeah. I felt something on that. Pull in a Pizza Hut. You couldn't give me a lobster or filet mignon better than a pizza. I pulled up in there, my family. We pulled in there, preached with me. I sat there at that prayer. I sat there at that table. And I see my little daughter, my wife, and my children put that piece in their mouth. I said, hey, God, come through one more time. There comes the rations. There comes the rations coming our way. I sit upstairs living. I see some things play out. You want to see God do something? It's upstairs living. They thought I was crazy. I sat there and wept the whole time as my family ate pizza. We left there. Man, our business was full. We was feeling pretty good. We left there. One of our problems had been solved. We got a full stomach. Got in our van. Quarter tank of gas. I didn't say nothing down negative about it. They didn't give me a love offer or anything. That's fine. Nobody needs to give me anything. But I got in my van. Me and my wife, her family got in the van. Man, we was full of peace. We was so thankful. We said, God did it again. It's in the Ravens by just one more time. And then I put the car, the little minivan, and drive by that parking lot. And there comes some fella running up to my car. I said, honey, grab my 45. Something fixed to go down. I carry a pistol, praise God, everywhere I go this day. It's crazy. I deal in prison. I know what them rascals do. Bless God. I'm going to protect mine. Amen. Amen. And as I was there, preacher, that man, he come up to me. He knocked on my window. I said, honey, I rolled my window down. And he had one of them deformed handshakes. Preacher knows what I'm talking about. One of them deformed handshakes. There's a little something in there. Hey, there's a little something in there about this long and yay high. It was something in there. It was a $50 bill. The exact amount I needed to get me to where I need to go. God showed up, filled that van up, honey. We made it down there. God showed up in a big way. Revival broke out. Folks got saved. I'm just trying to say tonight that God will show up and show out when you live it upstairs in your life. A lot of folks in our church wants upstairs living. They want it. They want some of them stories. I hear a lot of young preachers preacher. They want to tell all the preachers about John R. Rice. I want to tell you all kind of good thoughts about Billy Sunday. I'm glad God answered some prayers for them, but I need some story of my own. I watch out for them crowd, the preachers going to say, oh, remember what John R. Rice got this, Mel Trotter. I thank God for all those stories I do, but I want some stories of my own to help me through some of the down times of my life. Upstairs living. Preacher, I tell that story in a few places. I've told that story in a few places. I just told you. You know what I'd have? I'd have some people coming to me and they'd say, I don't see, preacher, why you had the chance that. You got your little family. I don't see why you quit that job. I don't see why you didn't have no money. You didn't have any money to go, but you got it anyway. I said, you're right, honey. You're right. You don't see. You're looking from downstairs. I'm looking from upstairs. I got a whole lot better view. You don't see some things. God do some things for you, church. It's upstairs living. That's when you'll see God. Amen. Thank God for the upstairs living. We need it. Stay with it now. I'm getting done. You want a better view of your life, church? Upstairs living. Upstairs. Well, it's cleaner upstairs. The view's better upstairs. And you can hear voices better upstairs. Look at this. Look at verse 13. And there came a voice to him. Peter heard the voice. I read nowhere where folks downstairs heard it. Peter heard a voice being upstairs. Amen. You everybody all right? He heard of being upstairs. My wife used to have a lot of friends come over her house, over at our house. And man, them girls come up, them ladies come over there. Some of you men get ready to say amen. Some of you ain't whooped. Some of you men, yep, everybody all right? And them women get down there, man, they get to talking. You hear them chattering for about 5 blocks away. My wife figured, I'd go upstairs. I didn't want to hear all that. I'd go upstairs. But it seemed like I heard their voices clearer upstairs. Sometimes through the vents. It seemed like it would muffle out all the other noises, and the voice was clear upstairs. Peter heard the voice of the Lord being upstairs. Is that right? Watch it now. No doubt Peter was, there was some cooking. We know this, preacher. There was some cooking going on downstairs. Cooking makes a lot of racket sometimes. So there was cooking. We already seen that. And there was probably some working going on downstairs, Simon and Tanner. So we see, and there was some chatter going on downstairs from the wall they were doing. But he had to go upstairs. The downstairs had to go upstairs to hear from God. You got me? Stay with me now. I got to think about a thing today, preacher. How in our life, every saved man and woman, you need to have a place you can go. I started thinking about so many folks saying, well, I ain't heard from God. I ain't heard God a long time. It might be because we're living downstairs. You've got so much, you've got so many voices coming at you from the world, the wrong crowd, the internet, the TV, the iPods, all they say come here, you can never hear the voice of God. Amen. That's what the devil wants to do, keep us busy. We can't hear the voice of the Lord. You say, preacher, I ain't heard from the Lord. Well, it might not be because God's not speaking to you, it might be because you just ain't heard Him. Peter heard a voice of the Lord when he went upstairs. There came a voice. Amen, is that right? I found out, preacher, there have been times I hadn't heard from God, but when I get in my quiet place all alone with God, I listen to Him. I just shut my mouth once in a while. A lot of times we just run our mouth over. I need this, I need that, head just in there. Do this. You just need sometimes to just shut up and let God speak to you. I want to hear God more than I want Him to hear me. I want to hear His voice. I want to hear Him speak. I want to come in with God in my life. Peter heard from God upstairs. You hear voices better. Upstairs is wonderful. You hear voices better being upstairs. You say I hadn't heard from him. Well, it might be because you got so much going on in your life. Communication is the key to any relationship. You know that. This is nothing new to you. Your pastor's preached all this. You tell me how much you talk to the Lord, I can tell you how good your relationship is with the Lord. Amen. So you see, all is that. You hear voices better. Last of all, and I'm done tonight. You've been great listeners. Last of all, upstairs, the breeze is better. Hey. I like this. I've been wanting to get to this one. The breeze is better upstairs. Isn't that right? Everywhere, look at it now. Everywhere in the Scripture you find it says Simon a tanner house is by the seaside. Verse 6, verse 32, by the seaside. There's a difference between living at the sea than in the mountains. The breeze. The breeze is better. The breeze is better. You don't feel a breeze from another world in your life? Upstairs.
There's been times I've gone through dry and barren lands, preacher. I ain't felt God. I ain't seen God. I ain't felt the breeze. I long for that breeze. I long for it. But I get in that quiet place all alone with God. I begin to feel that breeze blowing. I said, thank you, God, for the breeze. I begin to feel the breeze. Some of you hadn't felt the breeze in a long time. Upstairs living. There's been times, preacher, not too long ago, I think I was in preacher Bible in Florida, Yulee, Florida, at a church. I was in a point in my life where I was kind of down and beat, discouraged. Some of you are so spiritual, you don't do get that way, but I do once in a while. And I got this down and discouraged preacher. I've been with my family so much. I miss my children, my wife, and I've been on the road for about a month straight and preaching, and I appreciate the doors, but it got weary on me at that time. How they were beginning to sing back there, and I said, Lord, I said that pew, I said, Lord, I can't help myself. I feel so wore out and tired, Lord. I feel all alone. I ain't heard from anybody back at home. Nobody preachers, nobody. I ain't heard from nothing. And I said, I can't get up there. I can't help myself. I sure can't help them folk. Lord, I can't do it. I feel all alone. I go down the road, interstate, night upon night, driving all 14 hours straight, driving night upon night. Hadn't heard from anybody. I feel all alone sometimes. I preach in big churches. And it's amazing how you feel so all alone sometimes around such a big crowd. I feel so all alone. I said, Lord, I need a breeze. I need a breeze. I sat there in that pew that night. I said, Lord, I need something. I can't do this. I can't help nobody. Some old dear saint got up. You know what she began to say? I felt so all alone. She said, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. I start feeling a little bit better. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. I get about halfway levitating about right there. Then she said, Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is gone. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. I sat there. I began to feel a breeze come across me. I said, let me at him. I think I can preach. I think I can go now. Help me go on, God. Thank you. I began to feel that breeze. You can tell you what, I help you day after day. You get a hold of God. Get upstairs living. You begin to feel a breeze from another world come your way. Thank God for upstairs living. I want to be there all the time. I'm not saying I am tonight, but I desire to live upstairs. I desire it. I'll give you this and I'm done. I've asked a lot of people, what is it about the upstairs you don't like? What is it you don't like about the upstairs? You know what they tell me? The steps. The steps. The steps. They'll take one look at the cost it's going to cost them. They'll take one look at the effort it's going to take. And they'll say, no, I'll just stay downstairs. Yep. Sunday morning, yeah. Sunday morning, yeah, I'll be there. Sunday night, yeah. Mow the yard, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Wednesday night, prayer meeting, visitation, no thanks. I'll just stay downstairs. I'll just stay downstairs. There's a place, I'm done, there's a place for every one of us Christians to be living upstairs. There's a place for you, church, and for me. Oh, I want to stay upstairs. Don't you want to stay upstairs? I find out the older I get, the older folks get, the older preachers I talk to, the older you get, the harder it is to take those steps. I know a lot of preachers tells me, Pastor, I've talked to a lot of them, they call me and say, Brother Doug, I hadn't felt God's touch. They got all the knowledge and wisdom up here. We don't pray like we used to. We don't study like we used to. We know it all now. We have learned to preach without God in our churches. We have learned to sing without God in our churches. We've learned to testify, say a good testimony, draw a tear out of somebody, and we've learned to do it without God. I want God on me. I want Him all over me. Only way that's going to happen is me to live upstairs. Oh, God help us. God help us. On the upstairs living with a downstairs attitude. Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you for your grace, your mercy. Lord, I want to be upstairs. I truly want to, Lord. You know my heart. Lord, tonight, be with the folks here tonight, Lord. We're in a wonderful church. I know that, God, a wonderful pastor.
But maybe one's here this tonight that's living downstairs. But they want God's blessing. They want your blessing. They want your touch, God. But they're living downstairs. Help us to get to the altar, God, and just pray until we get a hold of you and pray to you. Help us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.